the difference between popular music or entertainment music or mainstream music and art music, if you can use the word art music, is timing and rhythm. How do you use time? How do you trigger the memory of the listener, the reflection of the listener? Are you keeping the listener at the moment of the music, every moment exactly? Or are you giving them time to reflect? Are you catching them and letting them go and recatching them? This is the big difference. In art music, we try to go fishing for people. Yeah, we say, we don't know if we catch you, but we put out into the water of perception, the water of listening, we put out our sound. And it gets moved around by the current, by the waves, by the daily experience, by things we don't control. And maybe 10 people are sniffing, but no one is stopping. And maybe one person stops, and maybe one person bites, and maybe one person is hooked by this sound or music. So in a strange way, we are playing with time. And that's what a drummer does. To go back to my roots, a drummer, by definition, plays with time. You play time. Ding, 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 ding. You make rhythms that are stopping and starting time in the most basic way. And if you begin to experiment with time, you very quickly find that drumming or normal drumming is a limitation, is a structure. It's not all that rhythm is and all that timing is. And then, once you realize this, you have the incredible universe of changing events, of past and future, of speed, of interaction, of rhythmic looping and energy levels. It becomes very big, the universe of sound, when you move from simple drumming rhythms to the time of attention.